Okay, so should I start?
Yep.
Okay, so I think it's better to first have a presentation of my work and then we can discuss with this crash in time what we can do for my future, in fact, to continue my research because apparently I will have serious problems. Okay. So I'm going to start with the presentation of my work.
You can be sitting here itself and
Yeah.
do the presentation.
Okay, I can start.
Okay.
Okay, so it's my work is generally about using posterior in speech recognition systems and somehow enhancing the estimation of posterior, getting new posterior which are more informative by somehow integrating some extra knowledge like prior knowledge and contextual information related to the problem. And then use this posterior estimation network for designing hierarchical speech recognition systems. So in this hierarchical architecture, I will be able to integrate extra knowledge at the proper level of hierarchy, and I will be also able to combine different kind of knowledge or sources of knowledge I have. Well, as you know, generally posteriors are estimated using neural networks and more specifically MLPs in a speech recognition system. So time limited window of speech signal is represented by some capsule features which are then processed by an MLP, and it gives us some evidences in the form of form posteriors. Then we use these form posteriors as features or as scores for for either just decoding or training and inference training and then decoding. But we know that in this case, you are not able to integrate contextual information, line contextual information, and you are not able to integrate the prior knowledge we can have about phonemes or about words in the posterior estimation. So the main motivation is to see if we can integrate this kind of extra knowledge in the posterior estimation. So what is proposed to solve this problem is to use what we formally use in HMM formally, which is called gamma state posterior, as a posterior for training or decoding. So it's, well, as you know, it's state posterior probability in HMM, which is defined as the probability of being in a specific HMM state at a specific time, having the whole observation sequence and the model. So whole observation sequence means having complete contextual information, and the model can encode some kind of prior knowledge for us by means of topological constraints. Well, you know, it's this gamma posterior is written in terms of forward and backward HMM recursion, and actually one way to use this gamma posterior is using this posterior as some kind of new scores for decoding. So in this case, it will be similar to hybrid method. The difference is that we do one more step. Maybe I can explain it better. Yeah. So we do one more step here, and we here by means of another HMM, we introduce some kind of prior knowledge and contextual information. We get better evidences than what we initially had here, and then we do the decoding and the and more informative posterior instead of this one. So we are expecting to the system to perform better and more robust to noisy cases. Here you see some results and what is the effect of introducing reasonable prior knowledge. So different rows in this table are showing different level of noise and also plain speech. and different columns are showing different kind of posteriors or gamma posteriors. So the first column is showing the our baseline system, which is getting estimate of posteriors out of MLP, and then using these posteriors for decoding. And the other columns are showing the performance of different kind of gamma. So gamma, which is estimated using information about minimum duration of phonemes, about possible transition between phonemes, and some more prior knowledge, like which word is composed of which phonemes, and grammatical knowledge about transition between words and things like this. So as you see, introducing more reasonable prior knowledge will help to have better performance in almost all the cases. And here I compare the performance of the gamma-based system with the standard HMM-GMM system, which is based on doing decoding using likelihoods as scores. And the difference is that our system is using posteriors for decoding. So as you see, it's working better than the standard HMM-GMM system. And finally, the conclusion is here we saw how we can get some more informative posterior by introducing extra knowledge, like prior and contextual information, and then using this posterior estimation method to design hierarchical speech recognition system, which the goal is to have a better, more efficient, and more robust system. So if you want, now we can discuss about the crash and the loss of data. So I lost all the posteriors I use as input for my system. So the gamma are somehow estimated or computed on top of posterior. And now I don't have any posterior, and probably the scripts generating that posterior. So what I can do?
You go to the table we have there, like the big table, okay, with all that, then we can discuss. So I think I have all the gammas, no? Especially gamma full models I have.
Gamma full model, but what about other ones? And what about the posteriors?
The posteriors?
Because I you know, I cannot stop my research. I may do something else, you know, in future with this. I need posteriors.
Now you need the different method. From gammas you can generate the posteriors.
Even you have those three state performed gammas also? You have all those?
No, I don't have them. They were all on the 10. We have that because you stored them.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So now you can write another paper if you can.
maybe some other PhD students should be hired to work on degenerating gamma.
I was just let's talk about little about this presentation itself. The slide number 6. Okay. How you feel it is important that you are taking the context of the whole utterance? How important it could be? Is it not a possibility that you are having less context?
Less context?
Means instead of having context from 1 to capital T, which is for the whole utterance, which doesn't make much sense,
yes,
in general. So what is a possibility that you can cut the context instead of having the context from...
You mean a smaller context?
That's right. Might be left to right, everything there, but not the whole context. Because it's a fact that when you are having one utterance, so one utterance is like a full sentence or something, and there might not be much breaks in it.
Yeah.
So in that sense, it doesn't make sense that you are going too much in the past and then you are trying to compute something which is not related.
Yeah. Well, even they can have some information which are not so meaningful or which are not related. Yeah, well, but then I will have the problem to find the optimum amount of context.
Mm-hmm.
How much context should I take?
Kind of, let's say Hynek's idea is usually 100 milliseconds or
1 second.
Mm-hmm.
So, but for numbers, I think it may be okay. Numbers, hardly
Yeah, numbers it might be okay because most of the
responding.
sentences might be 3 seconds or
Even
something.
less than that, yeah, just few words.
Yeah.
So, but if for CTS or something, like if it is really long sentence of 10 seconds or something, you do not really need so
That
much.
much of context to computer gammas.
And it's really computationally very intensive also, if it is.
Okay, yeah, that's a good idea. That's reasonable.
Okay, so when we are talking about temp, then my stories are the worst, I think.
So because yeah, all the posteriors are from you
Yeah,
only.
I cannot generate posteriors. So
And
there is.
you don't have the scripts for
I don't have the C files also presently with
okay,
me.
you don't, you have just your credits.
Yeah, no. God has stopped my work. He has said that enough is enough.
And what could happen if you don't even have your credits?
Yeah, then I would have taken 2 years extension.
Or you would have
Yeah, it was pretty scary, but let's see what happens.
But for your case, you don't need really complicated questions. You just need some PHPs and then
Yeah.
yeah, you can regenerate it, no? Because it mostly did it on what Pandas and one of couple of
On
CTF
C
experiments, right?
Yeah, for CTS, Peter still, I think, has processor. He didn't lose anything,
No,
so.
but my, he may be linking to Matthew, I guess, because No,
Matthew
no,
got
no,
the WAV
no, he
files.
probably might.
But you got all the WAV files, so.
Yeah, but the WAV file is the in the temp only, right? So
Yeah, so that's
the
what I'm
only thing
saying.
is that I can recover it back from. Yeah,
Excel.
but they.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if he got features, then it's okay. Otherwise, if he has to generate again, he can't
Because
really.
even Path has lost a lot.
Yeah.
He's having only the results with him.
So.
He doesn't have the files,
Because
the real
no, everything
files.
we see, if they say that we cannot recover it, then I can quickly get it back from XP in a couple of days. I can put all the system back here.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody has features in temp only most of the time, all the
Yeah.
CTS features or CTS WAV files. Yeah. So forget about CTS at least now, I think, because
Yeah,
in
because even
CTS
to download that much of data,
it takes at least 1 or 2 weeks.
lot of time. No, I can down see downloading is not a thing. One
But
thing is that I
taking
have to do. Is that they
segmentation.
have a data in a one particular structure, so I have to first of all, you know, organize, create task files, and then I can get it back here. But you said you need to do some segmentation also, not on top of that.
And then you
No.
have to get their PLP features and.
Yeah, that I can get all those things.
Okay, because
All
those
those.
files are also very big. They are not single files.
Yeah, but
So
yeah.
there should
Those
not be
files
any
can be
break.
recovered easily. Only thing is that now they have to say that he cannot recover it.
Yeah, we can wait at least 1 or 2 weeks for this
One
basics.
or day, one 2 days, like this week, I can wait and see. If they cannot recover it, then I can just get all the data from XE and put back the CTS
But
system.
still, I think we can't really do these things before I guess.
No, we cannot
Because
do.
yeah, so that's why, like, yeah, maybe we can concentrate what, especially on numbers now, and then we can go to CTS. So in numbers case, what you really need, like.
Just posterior estimated using PLP features for numbers.
Whereas
I
at least,
think we can
yeah,
generate it.
we need to generate again PLPs, but WAV files are there.
Yeah, PLP numbers 95 database is there. Fine.
PLPs are also lost.
Yeah, PLPs. Everything.
Everything is
Directly
lost.
everything is
And if you really ask me, even the structure which was there, real every point by point how PLPs were generated, that information is also not there.
But you are generating PLPs from FICAL.
Yeah, but the
No.
parameters which are exact,
But at least.
hopefully 95% I know, but that 5%,
Yeah, that you can't really.
and then we need to train the new weights because MLP training needs to be done, and then only the next step will happen. So it's pretty whole thing is stupid. Whether we can replicate the results, whatever results you are showing, whether we can replicate them or not, presently it's not known.
But at least, yeah, you have something to verify there.
Yeah.
So, PLPs, or these are all 13, just from the PLPs, not deltas and deltas.
No, there is not that one. There is another problem for verifying these results because, well, for these results, you know, the configuration should not, well, I also save the configuration somewhere in the temp. So exactly how many states for decoding and which kind of language model and things like this. I think I can remember almost all of them, but it's a bit.
But if you got something from Hammond or Matthew, then I have those number of states. Like we have them, no? Like it's only for only close DCL, KCL. They have.
No.
He is using different setup, I think.
No,
he doesn't use our
one.
Setup. Do you use our setup for the number of states? For the gamma estimation?
Yes.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah. So then I have those number of states.
No, those things I'm also having because they were done 2 years back.
Yeah.
Anything which is done in the last 2 years is the one which is.
So you didn't have any PLPs, no? PLPs or P5s from PLPs?
Nothing.
So what about these noise levels? Like we have noise wave files in
there's also
COM
in
databases.
COM database, yeah.
So we have directly wave files with a particular noise level.
Yeah, that's right.
No,
those things are not disturbed.
They are all in the database section.
Nothing related to the database has been disturbed.
No, but I think
except the switchboard.
Yeah, except switchboard, but also we have it. But one thing is that we don't have all the data.
But the problem is like all these SNRs, I think it may not be there in databases.
No,
they're
there. Because it was
you added already like all the noise.
No, it was pre-written there.
Originally
it's in the database itself.
Even with the SNRs.
That's right.
Even
in
the DVD form we have it.
Yeah, so that is not a problem.
So it's not that you have added all the.
No, I didn't do it myself.
With SNRs.
No. Means, that part is less scary.
Yeah, so at least. We have wave files, so now we can generate anything, any PLP. So
the things which are related to your PLP can be done, I think. It's
not
such a major problem.
Yeah, so as a conclusion, there is no major problem
except
the
time.
Yeah.
So you,
how much time you want to spend again?
MLP needs to be trained, and the PLP feature, so it's kind of 1.5 days work, kind of, to generate the new files.
But for all these SNRs, so that's also.
Yeah, that will again means it will add up, that's it.
Mm.
But all of it is doable in 3-4 days' time.
I also have to store that generated posteriors or gammas or things like this, which I should regenerate. I have the scripts, but it takes time, CPU and regenerating all these things. But okay, it's okay. So there is no major problem except time deadline of 2 weeks for ICAS.
And if I don't have to generate any new results, I'm also on the other side then. But if I need to generate new results then, and anyway there is emotional loss. So much of scripts and code,
yeah,
everything
you
written
like
that
you
is.
You can't really write this thing. Especially the code is a real problem. Scripts is okay. Even
because it's
also the configurations or e.g. if you forget something, even pre-emphasis factor or something, it's really.
Means losses are emotional as well as whatever it is there, manner and blah blah, but it's tragedy. So rate 5 you have told to the.
It looks like if you get 3 disks gone, then it's very difficult to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Which
is? If it's one disk, it's fine. Because at least one is having the.
No, one disk, there is no problem.
Mirror, so it will be out from the mirror. But if the 3 disks are gone, it's very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how it went. Like, usually, as soon as one disk fails, it should be replaced, actually. And.
So it should be replaced by.
Otherwise, it will go on destroying other disks. I don't know how it happened, such a thing. Like usually as soon as one fails, it actually notifies the system administrator or makes certain kind of noise. To make sure that it has to be replaced. So if the disk is not replaced, then it will fail. There's an internal recovery if you just replace the disk. It can internally, it can quickly recover everything into the disk. So it's like, if you have If you have, it's kind of like essentially if it is like 120, 100, 100 GB data space, then it essentially will have a 200 GB only visible data to you. But then it can, as soon as you replace one of those hard disks, it can from the other one, it can recover everything on that.
It will have mirrors.
Internally, it can do that kind of thing. But if the three disks fail, then it's this is a really difficult job. I don't know how it can recover. Probably the one way is that they send the hard disk to the people who are experts, and they do like sector by sector, block by block, they try to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it's very expensive.
But that will
simple, yes, a simple thing might cost you minimum 10,000 euros.
But even this may be really huge data. Also.
Was it insured? Any idea?
I don't know. I don't think insurance company will give it.
No, no, insurance can take care of, means anything can be insured in this world nowadays.
I think maybe some companies differently they will insure, obviously. You can't really have so many backups. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Servers, yeah.
But it still means one thing which is mystery to me, why Temp1 and Temp2 were residing on the same hard disk? Physical.
No, because it was not Temp1, Temp2, but they have the same. It has 3 GB, 3 disks, hard disks
mm-hmm.
category.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go up to 14 or something like
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be on the same.
Yeah, thing. So it means.
It's just partitioned.
So that.
So it tries to put. It tries to quickly put things in this way that. So that. And, but only thing is that only one stripe has the backup.
Mm-hmm.
Keep taking up the backup.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts everything. Quickly, it can decide wherever it wants to put. So it's faster to do that way.
No, no, no. What I'm saying means Temp1 and Temp2 could have been different systems altogether.
No, I think that's a soft name they have given there.
I'm saying they could have kept differently.
Yeah, but then what is the use of RAID then?
No, RAID on both the systems. What's the problem?
No, but that is what the RAID can allow you to upkeep up to 14 hard disks.
Hard disk, there were already 5 hard disks, right?
Yeah, so they have 5,
mm-hmm.
and you can go up to 14 if you want to keep the,
mm-hmm.
and it can still work. And it has a, and the way it looks like, it's still fault tolerant, you know, the way it is.
But
usually it is just that if you one disk crashes, before if it is replaced quickly, then no problems. Otherwise, unsaved data will start, the first thing is get lost.
Yeah, now everybody is going to be scared of temps.
Yeah, no temp.
Temp is well. It's anyway. I think they can do because some of these people are experts. There are a couple of experts in Switzerland itself.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can easily recover it.
But is it really costly, this system? Is
yeah, it depends on the job. You know, sometimes it's a small hardware thing, they might do it within, you know, 5,000 euros and all. But if it's very much detailed work, they will just, if the system, the whole thing starts like this, that you have to give your credit card number and sign a form, and then only they'll start touching your hard disk.
No, 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 no. I checked over the net, it's not the way. You send the things to them.
Yeah.
They will see if they can recover. Then only they'll ask you that this
no,
is
no,
the quotation.
No,
but if there is no, if they cannot recover, they will send it back.
No, no, that's what they say. Like you do it, then send it the hard disk.
Mm-hmm.
Then they will say, okay, we can do it. And then if you do it,
no, no, no. First they will give you a quotation. They won't go without that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not means it's a wrong information.
Maybe at least they will give some number. Otherwise,
yeah, yeah. Because in the beginning, what they say that send us the thing.
No,
we look at the things. If it is recoverable, we will tell you what is the quotation.
What is the estimate of that?
And if it is not recoverable, we will send it back to you.
Hmm.
But means and if they cannot recover it, then what they won't charge anything from you
yeah.
for the inspection.
I think that is, yeah.
But
at least they will know beforehand.
That's right.
Hopefully they can.
Yeah.
No, it is
means looking at the. How much failure has happened?
Yeah.
Yes.
Accordingly, they will tell you whether they can recover or not.
And in fact, if they can go a lot, but you know, they can go block by block and look into it and try to recover. But that much you will want to go or not is a question.
But even like how much important data will.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just MP3s or something, so
Yeah.
we don't really
Yeah.
need to.
And it's like 40 tera.
4 tera, no?
4 tera, 40
4
tera.
tera.
There was some
So how much is 4 tera? 4,000 gigabytes?
Yeah, 4,000 gigabytes.
Okay.
4,000 GB.
Not much.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
that's a big.
But now we got something like
Isn't
more.
RAID 1 is more fault tolerant as compared to RAID 5?
No, RAID 5 is better than RAID
No,
2.
RAID 1 is having exactly 50% capacity is utilized. It's copy.
Oh.
Two copies of the same thing will be existing. That is RAID 1.
But RAID 5 is 20% copying.
That's right.
Yeah.
RAID 5 is 20%.
It's not the other way.
No. So RAID 1 is exactly, it means it's a lot of wastage of resources, but it's more fault tolerant. And there is no parity kind of or anything. Nothing exists there.
Yes,
So the
but
disk which has crashed, that cannot be recovered. The disk which has not crashed, it can be recovered completely. Means if both the disk have crashed for the same data, you cannot recover anything. If one disk has crashed, then you can recover everything.
it will be the end of the
Yeah,
disk.
it will be in the other disk. So that is RAID 1.
Anyway, how do you want to go about it?
If you are given a choice, you want to take RAID 1 or RAID 5 or a
No,
simple laptop.
I would say, how would you like to go about with ICAS?
Well, I think after this meeting we can try together to regenerate this. Well, PLPs, I think they should be first regenerated, then posterior, then if by the end of week we could have posterior, then it's not that difficult. I can easily regenerate the gammas and do all the experiments again.
So what are the
Maybe
experiments you need to do? What are the new experiments you are having in your mind?
Mainly there will be some experiment to check how the system is robust against these tuning factors like language modeling
Language
scaling
scaling
factor,
factor.
language scaling factor, and word inversion semantics. This will be the main new issue. And
But do
well,
you feel that is paper material?
yeah, the new thing in the paper, and well,
And also
some
maybe like this noise is
noisy cases,
he was.
but
But the one which you have reported means you want to report something more than that?
Well,
This is not in the paper.
actually this was not in the paper. I put it in the presentation, but it's not in the paper.
Okay.
This is
The paper was just for clean speech.
Okay.
But since I had the results before, and I cannot copy these things because I talked with Hervé and he said, okay, actually the numbers are not very reasonable because they are just 13 PLP features, and we have to have at least something which is known for people. I mean, they are expecting something around 1987 or something like this. So anyway, I had to redo all the experiments, but now it's a little bit more difficult because before I had posteriors and now we have two more steps, PLP and then posterior.
Okay.
At least now we can know our full system setup for
So
it.
maybe what I can do, I can give you the setup.
Yes,
And
thank you very
you can
much.
generate from bottom. Train
Yeah.
the
Thank you very much. Yeah.
So now mainly like a 39 PLP. You are always using 39, no?
I
Not
was
you.
using 39,
But
yes.
then why these features you gave me like they are 13? You translated them to.
I wanted to extend this. Well, actually, the paper we wanted to write was for ICAST was something related to multi-stream gamma. But
No,
okay.
these ones like the.
I will explain. So that my plan was to have two streams, and
You
I
did it on
prepared.
only one
Yeah,
stream,
I
just.
so I thought that okay, one stream will be PLP and the other will be delta PLP.
Oh, okay.
So this was one part of experiment, so single stream, and then I wanted to combine deltas with this and have another table. So that was why. But actually, because you know the numbers and the study is not, it's not showing a strong result. Anyway, results are not very important, but they should be within a range of acceptable numbers. So then, for now, I think it's better to instead of doing PLP and delta PLP. I can have single stream of 39 PLPs and then combine them with traps.
Yeah, those results only you reported in interest speech, no? Like 39 PLP results.
Yeah, 39.
They were 10, yeah.
They were, that's why they were less than 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Now even like clean speech. You
so what is this result? This is related to your MLMI?
No, no, it's interest speech.
No, no, this is just...
Okay. These numbers are full PLP 39.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
But just to make things clear in the presentation, to
mm-hmm.
show more steps.
What is the triphone gammas?
He is the triphone MLP.
Ah, okay. Your MLP.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, he gave stale latents to me, then I generated gammas.
Okay.
Even.
But those gammas will be same as normalized scale likelihoods, right?
No, no, no.
Then
they
are passing through the data from the HMM, through the HMM.
I have triphone, GMMs and HMMs.
Okay.
So he gave me scale likelihoods of
triphones. Not scale likelihoods.
Yeah, scale likelihoods.
Scale
posteriors.
Scale likelihoods.
Scale likelihoods.
From?
From
GMM, HMM. Oh, MLP scale likelihoods.
Yeah.
You are having posteriors there, right?
Yeah. So I
you divided by the priors.
Priors, yeah.
Okay.
So
okay. So
then
scale likelihoods.
Will pass through full network.
Okay.
Can generate triphone gammas.
And full network, what was the architecture?
No, no, it's just GMM word models.
Ah, okay.
You know all the connections to
mm-hmm.
all the
words. Mm-hmm. So, what are the other things we need to discuss?
So then first thing is like we need to generate PLPs and then all these SNRs, PLPs.
Yeah. It's amazing that everything was under.
No, but I think there is still some data which is recoverable. At least they could give us time to. I think that the most of those things should be there. I copy it already. They could.
No, it was there on like.
One day after the crash. Yeah.
So I was running some experiments and then it was okay, but it's readable only, so I can't write anything.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't have to write, but you could read.
Yeah. So, but we don't know. Like we thought, like. I thought it's recovering, so maybe by tomorrow I will get everything. So, if you want to copy again, you will have.
This all because of you. You came on wrong day from Iran. You should have come on Juma. It would have been okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah, still some people are on vacation, so they will really.
They'll get a shock of their life. Might be they won't come back if they have read their mails.
He flies to Senegal directly.
Yeah.
So, Daniel is married in Italy.
Yeah.
Mm. But even all our the recent iteration, iterative training,
yeah, everything is lost. Yeah.
Because like, how much we can copy? Because it's really so many iterations, and
yeah.
Even we thought of really completing many more experiments also.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a major loss, no doubt.
But at least, yeah, scripts are there, every script. Like, these scripts are there, but...
the data on which we want to run the scripts is not there.
Yeah, if they can record at least Hammond's P files, then...
if they can record... Yeah, if they can give me my C files, then also it's okay.
Yeah. But C files, yeah. Even if they give you P files, it's really bad. Even you don't really need to...
Yeah, because I don't need to generate features also. Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. And I don't need all my P files, just few of them.
Yeah, just only like recent P files,
yeah.
At least.
And what if we have someday a fire in India? We will lose all the data.
Oh, that is, anywhere fire will lose all the data.
I mean, but they have, well, I think...
Nowadays it's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
They physically also separate the things.
Yeah.
They can, you know...
Yeah,
but you know, here we can easily have a fire because everything is made of wood, I think, and it's small and.
I think
yeah.
There is sprinkler something around here, I hope so.
But still, I think I.
What sprinklers?
In Edinburgh, they had that big fire and then.
When wood is there and sprinklers don't work.
even server, that building, and all the computers in that building, they all burnt, but they have like three backups.
Oh.
The university, so
mm-hmm.
least people they didn't really affect much. Because universities maybe it's really big.
Yeah.
So they
in fact,
can
they distributed the whole thing around.
Yeah,
they won't keep it at one place.
Yeah,
right.
They won't. They will have backup at different
physically places. At different places.
And
yeah.
Also in some in underground, so that
mm-hmm.
like, file proof or
ENA, NLK form is dropped, you know.
Anyway, the good, the conclusion is to have a backup on the on CD at home.
No, but CDs are not enough.
Like
CDs are not enough, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Because one CD is how much? It's not even 1 GB.
Yeah.
So then CDs are not enough.
Phone book, I can recover everything on phone book because I have it on the CD.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote it once upon time to copy it to my home, and so I have all the data of my CD. I don't know if I have, I copied all the numbers that are on that. So
you are talking about data, or you are
data
talking about
the whole feature
okay.
to
mm-hmm.
everything.
Hmm.
Feature, segmentation, every label file, everything is there. I can recover it back from that.
But what about some Iqbal's home directories? Or
no, no,
he
no.
also kept everything in his
No, no, he was having lot many things in the proper places.
Yeah.
But in temp, he was having a lot of important things, yeah. All the experiments which he was running.
But he did mostly on numbers, no? So at least
yes.
if we can recover, if we can read some of his stuff or something.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at his home? Iqbal, home speech Iqbal or something.
Look what?
Look for any features or anything like that.
But
no.
what we'll do with the switches?
No, no, he maybe he might be using same PHP features or something.
No, 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 no. Okay, that way. Might be, but the situation is that he was generating his own PLP features from his own scripts. He was not using Dr. Speech.
Iqbal is here. He got his own.
Yeah. So he was like, he was... So I borrowed few of the things from him.
Yeah.
The FFT routine and reading the signal waveform. These things I borrowed from him and I changed. And then I put it in my all programs. So... I kept the backups, but those backups are themselves on them. I didn't know that this way it can crash, because I thought might be I can do a mistake and wipe out the things, and then there is no backup, so I cannot blame anybody. But I didn't know that the whole backup can itself crash. Yeah. So now in my life I will never believe anything which is temp. Whether it is temperature or whether it is temporary. Because just few days back, I took a backup of my laptop, fearing the same thing. But then I didn't realize that I should take a backup of...
Only good thing is that the numbers,
yes.
I think I pretty much can recover all, even the Triton experiments. Because I think I have kept those labels all the same as PD directory, a P file of it.
No, then it's good,
so
because
it's
we don't
to
really
generate all back all those labels and everything. Yeah.
So, but your PLP is not really.
PLP should be there.
Mm-hmm.
I should have kept the PLP also somewhere
there. Then we just need to run German assembly. Yeah, but PLPs are like hardly a few minutes.
PLP is hardly anything, yeah.
The extra work going is like, you know, converting the segmentation from monophone to triphone, this kind of thing. Then all the scripts are there in the temp for that kind of thing.
Ah.
Which scripts?
Like.
From posteriors to post alignment.
No, what you do is like you have the segmentation to train the for monophone, right?
Yeah.
You can convert the same thing into triphone segmentation, because the monophone
yeah.
and triphone
yeah.
are not different, except
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
you're just going to give a different label to them,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
depending on the context.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier to convert that segmentation directly here,
mm-hmm.
rather than now, you know, you see the point that if you lose one, so the thing is that I have to recover, means I have to recover to the monophone segment, segmentation
mm-hmm.
to triphone segmentation, the whole thing.
But you still need to run all the nets, no?
Yeah, it's okay. That's the number, it's very fast. So it's
no, but it's not. I think at least it takes 2 hours or
yeah, so
3 hours.
3 hours,
yeah.
I think.
Three
yeah,
yeah.
yeah
but
you
can't
right
parallelize
you,
also. That's the problem.
The thing is that right now you know almost what is the one which will give you the best result. So you can control.
Not in all cases. That's the problem which people are facing. Because everything was written then and there itself. Means even if the optimization has been done, they did the
yeah.
optimization there and they worked on that, started working on that. They didn't write it with
yeah.
pen or something on a paper or
yeah.
saying that, okay, this is the best optimization.
So for example, if you want to replicate all these results, then you need to use all Hammond's
yeah.
PHP configuration, then That's it.
Because if I change my configuration, then
Results will
your
be
results are somewhere else.
then even you don't know. Anyway,
No. Okay.
let's think about it. So let's hope the best.
So how much time we have spent?
I think we have spent
35, 40 minutes.
Okay, so this is good enough. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, fine. Okay, bye.
Have a good day.
Good day.
Phone?
That's all we have to do first.